Chatham County commissioners intend to remove a Confederate statue that stands in front of Pittsburgh's historic courthouse. The monument of a Confederate soldier went up in 1907 and is inscribed in part with the words, "Our Confederate Heroes." The commissioner's order could have been carried out today, but it's on hold after the United Daughters of the Confederacy sued to stop it. Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Those who support statues like these describe them as symbols of history, and people who oppose them say they represent slavery and racism and white supremacy. What does this statue mean to you?
Well, I will say that I think it means both. These things didn't happen in isolation. There was an environment in which people of color lived in this country and white people lived in this country. And so the fact that those monuments were themselves placed in that context and at a time when, you know, Jim Crow was alive and well and there was segregation and black people were not represented, black voices were not represented politically, I don't think we can put that aside. But I also think that there are people today who legitimately look at those monuments as merely memorials to their war dead. And they may not personally be attaching any symbolic racism or any feelings of superiority of one race over another to it.
So this isn't the first time that there's been a controversy over a Confederate monument, as you well know. Two have been pulled down in recent years by protesters in Durham and then in Chapel Hill. How is the conversation different, or is it, about the statue in Chatham County?
I think it is. I think the fact that we've been very intentional about making it a public process where people felt empowered to come out and speak, just having that opportunity and that kind of engagement with the community has been different. And I'm committed, personally committed, to not having the kind of unplanned tearing down of the statue. I agree that that's an inappropriate way to address our history.
But I suppose that doesn't mean it's been any less emotional, right? You've had some people at public meetings call you a traitor. There have been weekly demonstrations in Pittsburgh, some of which have led to fistfights between protesters and counter-protesters. I mean, how has this issue really affected your community at large?
So I think it has raised some issues that were lurking beneath the surface, right? I've heard people come and defend the legitimacy of the Confederacy itself. And I think that's very difficult for people to accept. And I think that does bring up real passion. It's important that we kind of check those emotions, but I completely understand that these are passionate, emotional issues for Americans in general, but certainly for people who are in feel as though they're directly impacted on the ground and in the community.
As you pointed out, there have been some who have used this opportunity to, as you say, defend the Confederacy itself. Doesn't that suggest that there are those who really do see this as a symbol of what the Confederacy stood for, which was, in many respects, slavery and white supremacy?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I think that the difficulty is clearing a space where the people who do not feel that way can also see the symbol, the memorial as a symbol of something other than hate and racism and segregation. But I've heard at commissioner meetings, people make comments as narrow-minded and simplistic as, I know black people, so I'm not racist. And there wasn't any racism in Chatham until you came along. I think that one of the challenges has been that there are a lot of the outside voices playing into the conversation. And so when you hear that groups from Virginia and Pennsylvania coming in and becoming agitators, that's doing us a disservice. And even on the other side, the people who are fiercely advocating for, you know, destruction of the statue, when those voices kind of fade into the background, I think that's going to be an opportunity for us in Chatham to host some difficult conversations. Regular, ordinary members of the community need to stop, listen to one another, and find a path forward.
That sounds, out on its face, great, but when these two groups that you're talking about are constantly meeting each other on a weekly basis, and it's obvious that they don't talk to each other in a very amiable way, is it really realistic for those two groups to expect to be able to talk these things out when really their beliefs are so far apart?
I agree. I, I'm not trying to oversimplify it. I don't think it's going to be easy by any means. But I had a conversation with two of the guys who were actually very angry and nasty at our last board meeting about the monument, and reminded them that I've said on multiple occasions I have no intention of throwing away, destroying, tearing up anyone's history. And the comments from our board have centered only around moving the statue to a more appropriate location. And by the end of our conversation, they wished me a good night and walked off. We're not trying to change anyone's mind. That can't be the goal. But what we do have to do is recognize that each party comes to this conversation with a different set of expectations, with a different understanding of who they are and who the rest of the community is, and a different knowledge of their history. And how do we, given those very different political and social views, coexist?
Karen Howard is a Chatham County Commissioner. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.